Excuse me, Senator Gilman, I was not watching. Have all members voted? I don't think all members have voted. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning.
Can we stand for the invocation?
Please show Senator Transportation Chairman Senator Moss's presence.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we would like to thank you for our strength and for allowing us to be here. Now, O Lord, we ask that you would lead this governing body in its decision-making and cause a spirit of unity to prevail, because we realize the great responsibility to make and to pass laws, not only that will affect this body, but many, many others. We ask your divine guidance. Amen.
Secretary, certify as correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 93rd Legislative Day and Senate Supplement number 20.
Senator Ray. Mr. President, I move the journal for the 93rd Legislative Day and Senate Supplement number 20 be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce to the Senate this morning some students from the Bristol Bay area from the Southwest Regional School District. I'd ask you to raise as I venture your names from Clark Point. There's Betty Gardner from Leavelock, Susan Anderson, Chris Donnell, and Brian Pocketuck. Their teacher, Donna Locks. From Alignagic, there's Kyle Ruff, Mark Andrews, Randy Tinker, and their teacher, Darlin Off. From Polygamic, there's Alec Ishnuk and Nancy McCarr. And from Portage Creek, there's Wasley, Mary Wasley, and their teacher, Gary Thomas. Thomas.
I'm just going to guess that Ms. Gardner from Clark's Point's uncle would be the former governor of the state, Jay Hammond. You have the floor, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure this morning to introduce the ruling body from Anderson. You know, that's the area out there that's looking for a prison, you know. The city council is here and the mayor and so forth, and I'd like to introduce them. Mayor Jerry Mueller, Councilwoman Jeanette Whitty, and Councilman Bill Pings, and Councilman Charlie Rhodes.
We welcome you this morning. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, we have, I believe, a friend of yours, or possibly a constituent from Squetna, John Bitney, who is in the Rural Student Vocational Program. Also, Mr. President, I have some students from the Alaska Close-Up Program. When I call your names, would you please stand up? Terrence McCarthy, teacher, and Teddy Charles from Newtok. Also, Jack Tom from Newtok. Lucy George from Nightmute. Sophie Jacob, Janet Clark, David Andrew from the Pakiak, Rudy Lincoln and Agnes Jumbo from Toxic, Susan Wasley, Glenn Moken, and Louisa Jacobs from Nunapachuk. And Andrew from Tutuliak. Also, we have Mike Beach, a teacher, and Jackson Noatak, and Kenneth Davis from Macoria, Stephen Evan from Quiggillingock, Maureen Phillip, Nathan Black from Congignac, Andrew Carl, Gladys Cashitok, and Sam Dock from Kipnuk, Cecilia Denny, from the teacher, Shirley Aguk, and Effie Lincoln from Anatuhic Pass. Welcome to the Senate.
Are there messages from the governor?
Message of April 19. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following resolution and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Joint Resolution Number 25, requesting the Secretary of the United States Department of Transportation to revise the standard time zones in which Alaska is located. Legislative Resolve Number 10, sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. That is the message from the governor today.
Are there messages from the House?
Message of April 19. The House passed and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 25, Transportation, by the Transportation Committee, requesting a speed zone in Nikishik, Kenai Borough.
Transportation Committee.
CS for House Bill Number 91, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to disclosure of vital statistics, records, and information, and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Judiciary.
CS for House Bill Number 181, LNC, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to regulation of the practice of psychology and continuing the existence of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, and providing for an effective date.
It's regulatory. Commerce, however, Senator Joseph and your committee may wish to look at it. Senate Commerce is regulatory practice.
That is the message from the House.
Are there communications?
Communication of April 14, 1983 from Barbara L. Schumann, Chairwoman of the Alaska Commission of the Status of Women. On behalf of the Alaska Commission on the Status of Women and in accordance with law, I transmit our annual report for the 1982 calendar year. This is on file and has been distributed to all senators. That is the only communication.
Are the reports of standing committees?
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 137, requiring public officers and employees who engage in lobbying to comply with the regulation of the Lobbying Act, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Senator Fisher, chairman, signed do pass. Senators Kelly, Sturdulski, and Ray signed no recommendation. SB 137 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 143, making solicitation of a prostitute by a patron a crime of prostitution punishable as a Class B misdemeanor, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, and a majority do pass. Signing do pass were Senators Ray, Chairman, Josephson, and Pettyjohn. Senators Ziegler and Eliason signed no recommendation. SB 143 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 216, Mining Lease Locations, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed Senator Farenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Sturdulski, and Paul Fisher. SB 216 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement on calendar.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 31, CNRA, relating to certain tax benefits for disabled veterans and senior residents, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute. Senator Ferguson, chairman, and Senator Gilman signed do pass. Senator Sackett signed no recommendation. CSHB 31 CNRA has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 142 LNC, special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for payment as a grant for the Iditarod Trail Committee, Inc., for expenses of conducting the 1984 Iditarod Sled Dog Race, and recommends due pass. Signed Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Sturdulski, Rohde, and Ray. CSHB 142 has a further referral to finance. Those are the standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports today.
There are bills for introduction.
Senate Bill Number 271 by Senator Rohde, an act relating to the exclusionary rule and changing Rule 412 Alaska Rules of Evidence.
Judiciary Committee.
That is the only new bill.
I had another one. It's been withdrawn. Takes us to the daily calendar. Secretary Reed, Senate Bill 108 by title.
Senate Bill Number 108 by Senators Behrenkamp, Vic Fisher, Studzielewski, Eliason, and Josephson. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Committee Substitute Resources with a new title, a letter of intent, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Behrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Studzielewski, Paul Fisher, Ziegler, Eliason, and Vic Fisher. The Finance Committee waived. The Rules Committee recommended calendaring. Senator Fakes and Senator Ray said calendar, but no recommendation. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator Behrenkamp.
Mr. President, I move the committee substitute, ask unanimous consent, Resources Committee substitute with a title change, which merely changes the title from Fairbanks State Forest to Tennessee Valley State Forest. Ask unanimous consent.
Objection. The committee substitute has been adopted. Senator Ziegler, were you objecting?
No, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator.
I want to clear up the record, though. I am a co-sponsor of this bill, most definitely.
Senator Ziegler is a co-sponsor. Please note that Senator Ziegler is a co-sponsor of the bill. It is not noted on the... Senator Ray, there are no further amendments. No amendments. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 108, Resources, by the Resources Committee. An act establishing the Tananaw Valley State Forest and a program for the management of state forests and forest lands of the state and providing for an effective date.
There are no amendments.
There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments. Mr. Floor Leader.
I would move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for Senate Bill 108, Resources, with the title change be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 108, Resources, an act establishing the Tananaw Valley State Forest and a program for the management of state forests and forest land of the state and providing for an effective date.
Mr. President, there is a letter of intent. Move the letter of intent. Ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, the intent letter has been adopted. The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Behrenkamp.
Mr. President, this bill is a result of over 3 years' work by the people in our area. It provides that we will establish a state forest system with common management and actions and methods of addressing the forest. It establishes a reforestation plan for replanting the activities on the state lands. It designates Tennessee Valley State Forest, which is 1.7 million acres out of the 17 million acres of state lands there. A bill has widespread support. We've had hearings over these past 3 years. Timber companies, mining companies, environmental groups, the borough, and the Chamber of Commerce. It's also, in this stage, as you noticed in the letter of intent, a combination of Senator Ziegler's Senate Bill 14 and our Senate Bill 108. And I do appreciate the work that all the members of the Resource Committee did on it. The management of the state forest is in multiple use and follows sustained yield principles. The specifics are spelled out, and the permits include timber harvest for commercial and personal use, mining, recreation, wildlife. The management plans must be considered for all uses. They require public hearings. Mr. President, this has been accused of being a lockup of land, and it's just the opposite. It's opening the land for the people of the area for their use, for firewood, for house logs, for the assistance to the commercial timber companies we have there and putting the timber that we need in a sustained yield. There was a question about the five-year management plan. If you'll notice in the letter of intent, we have talked about this very thoroughly with the timber people, with the DNR, and encourage them, as each section of the plan, not to wait for a five-year plan, but as each section is done, that these be leased out to private individuals for the harvest. And we have some ready to go at this time. I encourage the vote in favor of the bill.
We need the same program as the Susitna Valley, I fear. You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad you mentioned the Susitna Valley, because this is one of three proposals, one being the Mat Valley Moose Range extension, this one being the forest, the Fairbanks Forest or the Tananaw Valley Forest, and the Marine Parks Bill. All three of these bills seem to be doing something that I'm not sure that we really want to do at this point, although they address some very valid problems. the House is passing homestead legislation. Most of the members of this body are on record as supporting the laws creating the current land disposal problems and their progress. I think rather than passing legislation which eliminates disposal, this particular case eliminates the potential for disposal in more land than has been disposed of by the state in the entire time since statehood. It's 1.74 million acres. I think we should be addressing the issue directly and looking at the conflicts in the land disposal program, looking at what we can do to deal with those things, and we can do that and maintain our commitment to making good land available to private ownership while we're working to eliminate some of the valid conflicts with environmental issues and local concerns. I think this bill is untimely. I think there's a better way to do it, and I think we should be looking at the entire program instead of a piece-by-piece elimination from the potential of future private ownership of virtually all the state land that's usable, or most of the state land that's usable between Tanana and Tok on the north side of the arc of the river.
Right, East. Senator Fahrenkamp was seeking the floor.
Mr. President, in response to the former speaker, the good senator knows that we are working very hard, both on homestead legislation, on trying to address some of the problems that have come from the attempts to dispose of land, which all of us support. I can remember working with the good senator, who is not a member of this body, towards that very thing. I would have appreciated, since I know he has a committee meeting at the same time our committee meeting, but he has been present many times in our committee, would appreciate it very much hearing from him of his concerns before this, and we'll welcome his help on the work we're doing on the homestead bill and on trying to solve the problems with the land disposal.
Senator Moss has the floor.
Mr. President, the business about private land, you know, that's you can't hunt on private land unless somebody says, hey, that's okay, maybe charge you whatever. I'd point out on page 2, starting at page 2, line 25, the following uses are permitted and must be considered under a management plan adopted under A of this section. Mr. President, there are 13 different items, and the 13th one covers a whole multitude of things. You can hunt, you can trap, you can fish, you can graze, you can watershed management, research, recreation, wildlife, fisheries, habitat management, and material extraction, mineral leasing. What are we missing? Except the fact it allows all of the people in the state of Alaska to participate in this, Mr. President. I think the bill is an extremely well-written bill. It gives us rights that we would not normally have under the private land ownership. Thank you, sir.
Senator Petty, John asked for.
Well, Mr. President, what's missing is ownership, private ownership, which is the basis of this society that we live in. United States of America is based on private ownership of land. And that is the central feature of a system that allows freedom and allows people to control their own destinies. That's what's missing, is private ownership. And I would also ask, where, if there is a fiscal note attached to this, what's the cost involved?
Laura, Senator.
Mr. President, the cost involved is the cost that comes from the leasing of the timberlands in the reforestation of the lands. So that is taken care of in that instance. I'd like to respond to the good senator's remarks concerning private lands. We have at the present time in that area 382,000 acres that are considered for disposal. All that 10,000 acres are in this bill. We have in the area 17.3 million acres for use in private lands. Of this, we are asking for 1.7 million. We are not looking at right now as much as we are looking at 50 years down the road, and yet we're still looking at right now and where we will go with our snow machines, where will we get our house logs, where will our companies get the timber to compete with the Canadian companies from which we are buying the timber in our part of the area. And I invite the two good senators from a different area to come up in a couple years and see us and see how they'd like to use that in their area.
Ready for the question? Senator Joson has the floor.
I really can't resist commenting. I think it's awfully easy to get up and say our country is based upon private ownership, but the truth of the matter is that our country was one of the first to establish conservation systems for people to enjoy. And I might add that we're the envy of the world in that respect. And in Europe, they come to Alaska, they come to other parts of the country to enjoy the mixture of land management systems that we have here. And I think for Anchorage senators to say to a Fairbanks senator that you're not making enough land available to your own constituents is somewhat impertinent, because we in Anchorage have made clear in our own environment that we want a mixture of land uses and land management. We have Chugach State Park and the Potter Marsh and other facilities. And if that, if we're going to carry that to that extreme, then let's have those legislators offer legislation to place those lands in private management. I would oppose it, but I think it can't go unmentioned that that's a very easy thing to say, but in truth, that is not what this country stands for, and that we have to have a balance of land management regimes.
Senator Fehrenkamp rose first.
Mr. President, I very much appreciate the remarks from the good senator from Anchorage, but I would like to point out that this is not a state park. This is a forest, and is a great deal of difference. Even though we can still enjoy it as you can a park, there is a difference in the forest management and a park.
He didn't know the balance of the many different programs of this nation. That's what the senator really meant to say and did say. You have the floor.
Mr. President, in the past, I've worked on a lot of the compromises in land conflicts, both in the Fairbanks area and in your borough, and I supported the local government when I thought the land disposal program was making a mistake. I've supported the Division of Natural Resources when I thought that local concerns were going to purely vested interest issues. But I think also I would point out that there are only two parcels in the entire Marine Parks proposal that I oppose, and I oppose them because of the same conflict. But basically what this law allows is everything but land disposal. That's what it's intended to do. The purposes are all listed, and virtually everything but the disposal from state ownership is allowed. And it's not that I believe that all this land should be disposed, or even the majority of this land should be disposed of. But I believe that when we're taking an action without looking at the overall land disposal program, we're taking an action to eliminate disposal, and that's really, as far as I'm concerned, the intent of the bill. I think then we're making a mistake when we're not doing what we should be doing and going back directly with the same vigor and looking at the statewide problems in the land disposal program. We're trying to stand on both sides of the issue. We're supporting private land ownership anywhere else. And everyone seems to be in the same boat, or at least the majority of the members of the body, I'm sure, are going to vote for this bill. But I think it represents a substantial step backwards from our commitment to some more private ownership of land in the state.
John?
Briefly, Mr. President, at the risk of being accused of further impertinence by my colleague from downtown Anchorage, I would be happy to debate with him the basis of our system of government, and be very pleased to discuss whether private ownership of land or public ownership of land is the essence of our system. Former governor of this state stated that private ownership is the ultimate lockup. He was wrong. It is not the ultimate lockup. It's the basis of our system.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
I tried to cool the demagoguery down, and I keep hearing more of it. Mr. President, I'm not going to carry the former governor's water and be affiliated with everything that that great Alaskan had to say on every subject. I'm simply saying that there is a mixture of land management uses, some of which is private, which is very important and which I support, and some of which is public. And that's the end of it. That's the maximum that the senator can extract from what I had to say. But what I am pointing out is that for one of us from the South Central area to say on this floor that we have the answers for Fairbanks, when we sit in a bowl, and the senator from Fairbanks is correct, of course, we're talking here about a forest and not a park, and I understand that very well. But when we sit here and say that we advise the senator from Fairbanks about the needs of her constituents, when we sit in the Anchorage area with probably the largest metropolitan park in the country, in a municipal boundary, I think that the first thing we ought to do, if we're really going to be serious about that, is to come down on this floor with a bill to repeal that land management regime, so that that land too can go into private ownership. And nobody, I think, from Anchorage has the guts to do that, because we know that our constituents like that park, just as the senator from Fairbanks' constituents like what she is doing for them. And that's the most that I have to say about this, and I've talked too long, and I ask that the bill pass.
Senator Ziegler has the floor.
Mr. President, it might be appropriate this time to recount a situation which involved Senator Ferguson and me many, many years ago, his first term in the Senate. And it was the final night we were going toward adjournment, and I imagine it was about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't do that anymore, but I did in those days. And they had a particularly bad House bill, which was before us in the waning hours, pertaining to a log branding bill, which was sometimes more affectionately referred to as a log stealing bill. And I went to Ferguson, Senator Ferguson, excuse me, and asked him for a vote, and he told me he had already promised one to one of my colleagues from Southeastern. And so we struck a pact right then and there that if he'd leave my logs alone in the future, I'd leave his reindeer alone. So
we're log rolling today. Have a...
Mr. President, I can't help but make a comment that I certainly do appreciate the liveliness of the debate, and I want to commend some of the participants, although some of them arguments... Well, I wouldn't classify them as specious arguments. Unfounded, yes, but so nebulous that the thread broke about halfway through with their speech.
Question. Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 108 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas and 4 nays.
Senate Bill 108 has passed the Senate. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 108 resources be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Objection, so our effective date clause has been adopted. Next item is Senate Joint Resolution 21. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 21 by Senator Ziegler relating to the use of Lake Grace, an area within the Misty Fjords National Monument for the generation of hydroelectric power for Ketchikan, was in second reading yesterday. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Ziegler. On page 2, line 1, after the word 2, insert, the Honorable Ronald Reagan, President of the United States.
Senator Ziegler.
I move the amendment, Mr. President. What happened was after the resolution had been prepared, it was discovered, thanks to Senator Vic Fisher, that the president was an indispensable party. He has to get a copy of this, so I ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, the amendment proposed by Senator Ziegler has been adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
The absence of further amendments, Senator Ray.
President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution 21 as amended be considered in gross advance third reading and place the final passage.
No objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill in third reading.
Senate Joint Resolution number 21 amended relating to the use of Lake Grace, an area within the Misty Fjords National Monument for the generation of hydroelectric power for the Ketchikan area.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Ziegler has the floor.
Mr. President, I've had distributed copies of the Lake Grace area. And if you look at the lower left-hand quadrant, you'll see Lake Grace. Ketchikan is on the same island, Revillagigedo, about 30 miles due west. And it would well fit into a power grid in my part of the world. This is strictly a local proposition. It can hurt no one else, and it might conceivably help my community. The Lake Grace site was selected as a dandy site for hydroelectric power in 1930 or 31, but that somehow got wiped out when they created the Misty Fjords National Monument. The resolution says that we will be having power problems in Southeast, my part of the world again. And we're decades away from doing anything. All this resolution does is seek the president to change the boundaries of the Misty Fjord areas so as to exclude Lake Grace, or in the alternative, to have him identify the project or the lake as a hydroelectric site, and then it'll be a long uphill battle with Congress, especially in the House, I'm sure, to get the necessary permits for a transmission line and what have you. I might point out to you that Lake Grace is a barren lake, and I told the Resource Committee members that I knew because I had used hardware and flies and whipped the surface of the lake to a froth in Center Lyson. That doesn't prove there aren't any fish in there. And it's a beautiful thing, but it's just idle over there, and it'd be nice to put it to use. I might also point out that the people in Ketchikan endeavored mightily with Senator Stevens and Senator Murkowski to move that boundary line over into the middle of Beam Canal, which is the water way to the right, but Representative Sieberling and his troops put the kibosh on that. So I would appreciate your support.
Are you ready for the question? Question is called for. The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 21 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas and one absent.
Senate Joint Resolution 21 has been adopted by the Senate. This takes us to unfinished business this morning. Items under unfinished business. Announcement of committee meetings this morning. Are there announcement of committee meetings? State Affairs Chairman?
State Affairs will hold a teleconference hearing on the legislative ethics bill at 7 p.m. today in the Hess Committee Room 504.
Rules Chairperson?
Yes, Mr. President, there will be a Rules Committee meeting today at 12:30 in the Belts Room. All members have agendas on their desks.
Spirited Rules Committee meeting today. You have the floor, Senator. Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, the Hess Committee today takes up at 3 o'clock the question of citing the maximum security prison. And senators who have an interest in that issue may wish to testify or attend.
Another spirited debate. Finance Chairman.
Mr. President, the Juneau area Republicans will be meeting in the Baranoff today at 12 noon. They'll have a dynamic speaker from the interior of the state.
Resources, Chairperson.
Mr. President, I would like to remind the dynamic speaker and others in this body that this afternoon at 3 in Senate Finance, we'll be having joint hearings with the House Resources Committee on the royalty oil contracts.
New royalty oil proposals. Further announcement of committee meetings. The items under special orders this morning. Senator Ray. Senator Joseph.
We will have a leadership caucus 5 minutes after adjournment.
Brief caucus.
No other business come before the Senate, Mr. President. I would move that we adjourn to 10 a.m. Thursday, April 21st.
The Senate has adjourned.